Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is February 19th, 2024. We are live here on Fightful on YouTube.com/Fightful, Twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming, Facebook, on Twitter, on a variety of different accounts. But you can always catch us on podcast platforms everywhere. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all that good stuff. Anywhere you can find podcasts, we're at. Leave us nice reviews over there. Leave us a thumbs up. Get your super chats and humper chats in. I'll tell you more about that later. We've got Denise Salcedo here. Denise, it feels like we almost never do shows together anymore.
I was thinking the same thing, Sean. Today I was like, you know what? I don't even remember what Sean looks like.
Oh my God.
Literally, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I feel like I haven't seen you in centuries. Like, why is that? Didn't we do a show like 2 weeks ago that was like 2 hours long?
Yeah, we did. I mean, my God, that was one of the most insane periods. I feel like we saw each other in Vegas since then. Because
see you in Vegas. That's right. I forgot about that.
I was in and out of there in 17 hours. Denise has...
When did you leave?
I left the next morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, shit. Okay. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Denise has a bunch of great interviews over on her channel. We posted a few of ours as well. One of which came out today, Bianca Belair and Montez Ford. They told me about some of their the wildest rumors that they've ever heard about themselves, and including Bianca Belair hearing that she was pregnant online. We dropped interviews with Akira Tozawa, Steve Maclin, who Fightful Select had some news on today. We'll talk about shortly. Rhea Ripley. We got Jake something this week. We've got Grizzled Young Vets, the first interview that Grizzled Young Vets are doing after their WWE departure will be with Fightful. Very excited about that, but check it out. We've got nice, we got nice playlists set up, and we've got a new series out called Crime in Combat, which takes a look at Joe Sun, an 0-4 MMA fighter who wrestled a match in a thong and did some horrible things to people. He was also, Denise, if you know the guy who threw a shoe at Austin Powers, that's him.
Okay. Okay.
It's a good series. You guys are going to love it. We're going to do some more of those. But FightfulSelect.com, the most direct way to support us, just $5 a month, $54 a year. I think we're at like 40 to 50 podcasts a month over there. But today, Denise, FightfulSelect.com broke the news that Steve Maclin's deal with TNA, as of now, is up in May. Then he goes and posts that he is taking select dates between May and July. He is a former Impact World Champion. He is a guy who did not get much of an opportunity during his 7 years with WWE. Obviously, we've seen an awful lot of his work since then, and he's proved that he can compete at a high level. It's a pretty wild contract here, Denise.
Hey, man, good for Steve Maclin and whatever he decides to do moving forward, because that's a guy that really used the platform that Impact Wrestling offered him to make a name and something of himself. And we saw a tremendous amount of character work come out for him that I personally didn't know he had until I saw him in Impact Wrestling do all of that stuff. So good for Steve Maclin, man. I'm excited to see what he does next.
Yeah, I'm very excited for him as well. We had an interview with him up this past week, Joel Pearl. Check it out, guys. Lots of great stuff there. We got a great playlist there for all of our interviews.
How's your
Joel Pearl
giveaway going?
Not as well as your PlayStation 5 giveaway. That much.
I was going to say, but hey, if Joel Pearl comes with a pearl, I mean, like, that's extra, like, bonus.
I doubt it. not happening. But we again, over here on YouTube.com/Fightful, we have a bunch of stuff. We had a nice off-air segment with Sami Zayn and Cody Rhodes. It's doing really well. Check it out. Shows every day, all that good stuff. If you want your question or statement read on the air, Here's how you get it done. Super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about or share your thoughts. And you might be watching on Twitter, X, Twitch, Facebook, any number of those. Or you might be listening after the fact. Go to humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R, chats.com, like a camel's hump. That allows you to get your question or statement read on the air no matter when you want it. I want to encourage you guys to leave more comments on these videos as well. I want to generate some more conversation with you guys. Starting a little bit after Mania, I'm going to be interacting a lot more on Select and in the YouTube comments as opposed to on Twitter. So
can you give me your Twitter followers then, Sean? Because I'm still going to be talking to people on Twitter.
Nope, I'm going to be
still tell me your account. How much would I have to buy your account for? How much would you offer it? How would you sell it for?
Probably about $750,000.
$750,000. All right, I'm going to start a GoFundMe. It's going to be called Help Me Buy Sean Ross Sapp's Twitter account.
It costs a lot of money because that's how we promote an awful lot of our stuff.
Hey, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a GoFundMe and do it.
But we did announce today we are going to do a Discord over on Fightful Select. So another thing for you guys to subscribe for. Leave a thumbs up on this video. We're done with the plugs for now. We got some super chats, humper chats. Sir Brendo, hope you're feeling better, buddy. He says, wrestling and Fightful are making my hospital stay bearable. Is the darker look for graphics and such for the upcoming Netflix move? No, they haven't even started to integrate the stuff that they'll be doing then. That is about 11 months away. They don't even know what they're going to be doing in October yet, but it's not. But we do hope that you get well soon.
But I do like some of the changes that they've already been making to the show. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about it more later, but like the format and like the movement of the show is just flowing so much nicer.
Are you liking all the bull riders and the boxers and the UFC fighters that we're seeing here, Denise?
I got to tell you, the bull rider one threw me off a little bit because I'm like, okay, obviously, you know, seeing the fighters and everything, that's pretty much expected with this new partnership. You know, it actually took a while for them to get it going. So now we're in that phase of it all. But the bull rider one threw me off and I couldn't stop laughing, but like in a nice way though, not like in a mean way.
It was out of left field. It certainly was. And I mean, Endeavor is a
but you know, bull riding is actually very popular. What's the company's name? It starts with a P. I used to work for them. PBR. Thank you. I worked with them a couple of times to work at their events, and they used to do shows here in LA. And when I got booked, I was like, who the hell is going to this show?
I popped in this past week, Denise, in LA.
Bro, I popped in and there was all these people there. And I'm like, where'd y'all come from?
Listen, Denise, do you know where I live? You do not have to tell me that bull riding.
Yeah, but that's the difference though, Sean. Like Kentucky, okay, great. I would expect that. Here in Los Angeles, I was like, who the hell is going to come to this show? A bunch of people came.
Our dude Farbod went there the other day. He was at the bull riding event. He went to the bull riding event one day and then like the Viewer's Choice Awards the next week. It was insane.
It's People's Choice Award, not Viewer's Choice Award.
First off, I just want to say, who gives a shit?
Everyone gives a shit. This shit's fun. Oh, well, like people who like that stuff give a shit. Okay, Sean, second question. Since we're on the topic, have you ever done bull riding before, like on the little thing?
No. Oh, what do you mean? Like the mechanical bull?
Yeah, the mechanical bull. It's not a real one.
Yeah, of course. Who hasn't?
All right. How long did you last?
The whole time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
From the country, Denise. What are you talking about?
What? You guys train? Is that like PE for you guys? You guys bull ride on the mechanical bull on PE? What are you
talking about? You're born with it in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Endeavor owns PBR. That makes sense.
I put two and two together when I saw the bull rider and I knew it was the P something.
Vanessa Vasquez says, long time silent watcher, but you guys rule the dynamic duo and the highlight of my Monday. Tonight didn't feel like 2 hours. P.S. T. Swift rules.
Facts.
Vanessa, do I remember seeing your name tied to Shayna Baszler years ago? It went back in the MMA days. Let me know in the chat. Maybe it was a different person, but I could have swore I saw your name tied to Shayna Baszler back then. Thoughts on Obafemi? Incredible. It has the it factor. definitely has it.
A big guy that can move, man, and isn't a stiff. I love that.
If you want to be a stiff, they didn't sponsor tonight's show.
I was going to say, where are we going?
Shogun says, Denise, if you had to face Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in a tag team match, who would you tag with and any other match specifications? Ooh, you've got to face.
I wouldn't want to tag against Taylor Swift. She would have to be my tag team partner, else I wouldn't take the match.
They paid for the comment. Who would you team with? Who would you find?
I don't like anybody the way I like Taylor Swift. Who would I pick? They would have to clone her. Her clone? Can I pick her clone?
No.
There's no one else that I like that much.
Jason Kelce. You could get Jason Kelce and team
with
him.
He's very funny. Hey, is this true?
He's incredibly funny.
I don't know if this is true. Can you tell me if this is true? I was watching their podcast on TikTok, okay, because it pops up on my feed. And Travis Kelce said that Jason Kelce sold the most jerseys in the NFL for women than like any other player or something. Is that true?
I find that hard to believe, but I do not have the answer to that.
I've been wondering that ever since I heard it. I'm like, that's a pretty interesting fact, because he's a pretty, like, all the Swifties now, ever since they've gotten into this whole Travis Kelce, Kelce family stuff, they all really like Jason. And I've been watching the podcast. I've been seeing the videos, and he's pretty likable. So I can see why the women would buy his jersey, if that's true. I don't know if Travis was just saying that as a joke, though.
Travis has brought that up numerous times, but I don't know if it's true. Steppy says, even after all the changes, I feel there's a good chance this is the best Mania card on paper ever. Hard to compare two-day Manias to one day, but it would have to happen. What would have to happen to consider this to be an all-time card on paper heading into Mania? Obviously, losing Brock versus Gunther, that sucks for a lot of fans, but considering the nature of what's going on, completely fine with that. I very, very much prefer two night manias. Like, it isn't even close how much I prefer two night manias. But I think that last year could have been, I think last year when everybody was talking about how great night one was compared to night two, had night two ended differently, I think they probably would have remembered that a lot differently. Denise, what would have to happen for you to make this year, like, say, oh, well, this is going to be an all-time great? If Cody doesn't win that title, it probably ain't hitting that territory for me.
Wait, something to make WrestleMania 40 that all great for me? It would have to be.
All-time great, yeah.
Honestly, it's very hard to say, because I feel like last year I was very excited for personal reasons, because it was here in SoFi in Hollywood. So that within itself carried like a lot more interest for me and a lot more excitement. And So this time, I guess like that element of it is out. At the end of the day, like, we're going to be seeing a main event that we've already seen. So the fact that Seth Rollins, CM Punk is off the table, that was something I was really looking forward to. That's not happening. Again, another match that, you know, I was looking forward to, and a lot of people were Gunther and Brock Lesnar. That's not looking like that's happening. And then the other thing I was thinking that, like, if anything was going to happen, okay, maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin, CM Punk. Okay, that's definitely not happening. So I don't know if there's a match besides Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch that I'm like super extremely excited about. But even then, that's not enough for me to say, oh, this is going to be an all-time great. Plus, I'd rather wait until the actual show to decide whether or not it was an all-time great. Because anytime I think something's going to be really great, it kind of does not match my expectations. And when I'm not really going all, you know, crazy about a certain show, all of a sudden it ends up exceeding my expectations. So I'd rather just set my bar kind of low. Not
and again,
low, but you know what
last,
I mean.
Last year, night two did have Bianca Asuka, good match. Gunther Sheamus Drew, all-timer match. That finish would have ended up different. And at the end of Mania, I think it would have been viewed different. Vanessa says, yes, that is me, General V here. I knew I recognized your name. I knew it. Great to see you here. Fid says, appreciate your advice recently, Sean. Looking forward to Elimination Chamber. First WWE event invited as a media. We've got Anna Bauert on the scene this week. She hasn't watched wrestling in a few years, so this is going to be interesting. But very excited to have her on. She's actually catching up on what she's missed in wrestling for the last like several years, and she's going to get back into the fold next year. But we're going to have an awful lot of stuff from on site in Perth. KE775 says, you think any more matches are added to Elimination Chamber on Saturday. So let me look here.
It's looking pretty full. They have five segments already, including the two chambers, the women's and, match, the tag match, and the talk show.
And I wouldn't doubt that that talk show ends up turning into a match or something like that. But also, I don't know if they would want
tag team match.
I don't know if I would like it if. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Maybe they do the talk segment, right? And you've got Grayson Waller, you've got Austin Theory, they're healing on Seth and Cody, and they're like, well, why don't we have a match now? And Seth very clearly isn't cleared or able. Cody's like, well, I got somebody who is, and there's Bronson Reed, and Bronson Reed would be a gigantic baby face there. They get their wins. All that. That would be kind of cool for me.
An impromptu matchup. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
What's next for Jade Cargill? Probably determining whatever spot she's going to land on, Raw or SmackDown. Recent thing you've heard on Okada and TNA stars. Fightful Select, best $5 in the business, reported that Okada is headed to AEW. I would expect that within the next 3 or 4 weeks, ideally. The hourglass thing, Parker Hines asked about that too. I don't know. The speculation online is maybe related to support for Scott D'Amore, but I don't know that to be a fact. I don't know that to be true. I can tell you that several of the people there certainly are supporters of his, but I can't speak to the hourglass thing. I have asked, though. Shogun says, Sean, if you could tag with anyone to face Keith Lee and Mi Shin, who would you choose? What type of match would you choose? Any special guest referee, if applicable, to the match type, enforcers, etc. You raised your hand, Denise.
I was going to say, are you going to pick me as a tag team partner?
Hell no.
That's just rude, Sean. That's just rude.
I wouldn't pick you as a special guest referee because look at what you
what,
did.
I can't count to three?
Probably not. But look, Mia buried me after you posted an interview with her.
Yeah, and so?
Biased. My tag team partner would be one of two people. It'd be either Killer Kelly, who has agreed to help me in the past.
And you need all the help you can get.
And has threatened to steal my wife, which, oh no, please don't. Or my dear, good, close, personal friend, Shaza McKenzie.
You think Shaza's going to want to team with you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're good friends now.
We're good friends now. I almost drove 8 hours to pick her up the other day because she was broken down in the middle of the road. I definitely wasn't going to not do that. There you go.
Well, you know what, Sean? I don't want to team with you either, okay? I don't need a loss on my record.
Day Park says, what wrestler would you guys spend $55,000 on if they had an OnlyFans or a fan time?
Don't tell me this happened for reals. This happened for reals?
Who? Yes. Somebody spent $55,000 on Mandy Rose's fan time. That woman ain't ever taking a bump again. But I have an answer.
What do you get for $55,000?
Ain't my business.
Like, was it worth it? Like, what do you get? That's my question. There was another girl that I saw. I forgot her name. Someone here, I'm sure someone here knows it because it went viral. It went viral where the girl met the guy that had spent like $60,000 or something on her. And he, like, they took a picture and she wasn't even like actually really touching him. And everybody was making fun of him because he was like really weird. And he sent her like all of these text messages. It went viral. Please, someone remind me the name because I literally read everything about it, but I can't remember the girl's name. I'm blanking right now. Shit, what was it? Ruby Rose. Thank you very much. Yes. And go search the picture of her and that guy. And it's kind of creepy. And he would send her like all of these love messages and stuff. If you ever read the text messages that he sent her, they are crazy, like crazy. But anyways, he spent like $60,000, I think, on her. So that's so $55,000.
It was all a hoax, just so you know.
What do you mean it was a hoax?
It was a hoax.
No, it wasn't.
It was a hoax.
She had a whole ass picture with him and freaking text messages and everything.
There are stories about this about it being a hoax.
What?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That story gets crazier and crazier. How? This was viral.
Call Me Crazy says, wonder if Mandy misses the in-ring now. I'll tell you one paywall I would definitely spend that amount on. FightfulSelect.com. But listen to this, guys. You're not going to need to spend that much on pay-per-views, on really anything, thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Yeah, I watched the UFC pay-per-view this past weekend. Didn't pay full price for it because I have NordVPN.com/Fightful. And right now you get their birthday exclusive. Save big and get 4 extra months on their deal. Choose one of their 2-year plans. Create a new NordVPN account. The bigger the plan, the bigger the award. Use it. You remain that subscriber for like 31 days. And guess what else you get? An Uber Eats voucher. We're giving you everything at NordVPN.com/Fightful. So you can save on pay-per-views, get a voucher for Uber Eats, have your online anonymity protected, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and use it on every device you got, every application you got. You can even put it on your router if you want it to cover your entire house. The fastest VPN in the world. NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you are dropping $55,000 on fan time, you are probably going to want to protect your identity so Denise doesn't talk about you on the World Wide Web.
Hey,
so,
man, I'm trying to find this person.
You
can send me $55,000 in super chats. I don't give a damn. What? I'll smile extra. Sorry. Pressed on with the ad read. My bad. Should you start all over?
No, it's just Denise. Super chats and humper chats.
Well, you're
chats.
Telling me that you wouldn't be happy getting that guy over here sending you $55,000 in super chats?
I ain't doing anything that it takes to
get
that.
I'm not saying on your fan time page. I'm saying on YouTube.
No, Denise. I would not do anything that it takes to make that happen. At all. At all, ever, even if there was a fire. No way.
Okay, no way. What if they were like, oh, Sean, we'll send you $55,000 in super chats. All you got to do is wink on the camera every time. Sure. You know,
why are we talking about our compromising our morals here?
I
For
so you wink one time and you
I'm not judging anybody that does either.
I'm okay with that.
But if somebody was offering
doing anything questionable on YouTube.
Anyway, Denise, you've made me lose my train of thought. Jonathan Corona says today at Raw, Honda Center was cool to witness. Hard to tell if the Ontario Raw I went to before Fastlane beat today. I don't know which one was better. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Let's talk about WWE Raw because we're 22 minutes in and haven't talked about it at all. Jonathan says, show was packed. I'm mad Pat didn't do the commercial break. I was going to record it. He did it last week and tried to get me to sing Michael Cole's birthday song, Denise. I did not do it, though. I didn't do it. But we had Drew McIntyre defeating Cody Rhodes. A very rare pinfall loss from Cody Rhodes. And it emulates a lot of what led to him losing the world title match last year. Fantastic match. Crowd was all for it. Normally, I am all about, okay, you got to keep this person strong, et cetera, et cetera. But Drew probably needed this, not probably, he needed this win a whole lot more than Cody Rhodes did. Drew seems like the slam dunk for me to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, and he might win that title at WrestleMania as hot as he's been. FightfulSelect.com reported that as of now, he hasn't signed a new deal, but they do want to get one done. This match killed it. They're both operating on one of the highest levels they've ever been on, Denise.
Yeah, so I was kind of torn on this one too, because when you mentioned, you know, normally having to see someone like a Cody Rhodes who's going into this WrestleMania match against Roman Reigns taken out like this, you know, maybe not the best thing, right? But I can't help but to feel like Drew McIntyre also getting the win, even with the help of freaking Jimmy and Solo Sikoa. He did need it. Like, let's be real. You're right when you said he did need it, because he's going out there and he's been getting over with everything that he has said on the mic. He's been having matches here and there. But what really big wins has Drew McIntyre had? You know, this one I would probably say has been the biggest in the last couple of months. So for that reason, I was kind of conflicted. Yeah, okay. So besides, yeah, Sammy's a big one. So besides Sammy, Cody Rhodes, and then that's all I can think about right now. But
AJ.
Damn, I'm forgetting everything. When was AJ?
Like 2 weeks ago, Denise.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that. All right. Forgot.
Priest.
All right. He's gotten some good wins. Damn, shit. Maybe he didn't need it as much as we were talking about. Why am I not remembering any of this?
But this is all since he lost at day one as well. So I thought they had an incredible match. Irwin says, Mania would be special for me if Drew and Cody end up being the new champions. It'd be the ultimate testimony for getting fired and coming back stronger. It really would be. And I thought that they played this off great. Adam Pearce after this was like, hey, we got rid of Jimmy and Solo, which set up later on, and I liked. But in between this match and that segment, we had McAfee using the Telestrator, which is a very, very cool, different approach.
They've used it before.
They have. We also had Rollins checking in on Rhodes and very much being like, I know you're going to need me. Sean says, does Cody beat Roman at Mania? I think so. I think he does, because if he doesn't, I think it'll erode a lot of goodwill with the fans. Last year was tough. This year would be a lot. But Rollins is basically saying like, hey, it's abundantly clear. You need somebody. You need me. Dread King says, for my own selfish reasons, any news and rumblings of when The Rock and Roman are back on TV other than the taping? I have Rock for March 8th, says Dread King. Well, I don't know if they did, Denise, but they absolutely, when Rock is there, should be filming backstage shit with him. Film something for digital, for backstage, for whatever. Just film something. Even if he's not going to be there, if he's not on this Friday SmackDown, what the hell are you doing? You had him there at the show. Have something in the Bloodline locker room. Make him a regular recurring character on the show. I don't know when he's supposed to be back there, but hopefully it's sooner than later. Yeah.
I mean, what can I say? Whenever The Rock's on, it just feels extra special. So, I mean, like, I know when The Rock's on, something's got to happen. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel that way.
Eric D says, what does Roman want at Mania? Feels like it's only been about Cody's story and what Dwayne The Rock Johnson wants. What does the Tribal Chief want? He wanted to face The Rock. He said that. He said that at the presser or the media event. Grilled Steak Sauce says, any chance The Rock forces his way into a night one main event match to end night one of Mania? Don't want this to happen, not predicting it, but I fear this happening to not have Seth, Roman, and Cody work two nights. So listen, the way that I look at it now, Seth and Cody versus Roman and Rock night one makes an awful lot of sense to me. And I don't know how they would get around that as things stand now. I mean, Cody's working three nights in a row already at a main event level. So what the hell? Well, it's nothing harmful with that. Keep getting your super chats, humper chats in on this stuff. We had another Andrade vignette, Denise. I love the way that they are sort of treating him here upon his return.
Yeah, I really like the presentation of this, and I hope they keep it going this way because, I mean, the mood with him kind of explaining a little bit of his past along with all of the masks. The masks have really made him look like a million times more of the megastar. He's got some really nice, like, detailed work in those. They look so high quality. It looks very freaking cool. So I just think, like, the overall presentation of Andrade, they need to keep that going, and I hope that they start him off in a pretty damn good feud. I hope that they kind of just get people. I almost want to see him, like, and I know this is super random, but I almost want to see him have a match with Chad Gable because I really want the people to remember what kind of a wrestler Andrade is for those that may have forgotten because he's exceptional in the ring. So I almost want to see him in there too with someone that's going to quickly get people reminded of what he can do in ring wise. So that's just something random, but I'm really excited to see what they do moving forward with him. And I hope they don't, drop the ball. I hope that they present him in this light.
I'm glad that they have him sort of separated from the LWO stuff right now too, because I mean, it would have been very easy for them to slide him in there and to do that. But also, I want to see him working Gunther. I want to see him working Sami Zayn. As Alex Diaz asks what our top three Andrade Dream matches are in WWE, I want to see him rekindle the Cody stuff and play off of their history. I want to see him face Gunther and Sami Zayn. Those are some good ones.
But yeah, I think you're right in this too, because I feel like this all the time, especially when it comes to the Latino wrestlers, they tend to always put the Latinos with the Latinos. And I'm like, y'all need to mix it up because you can go with just about anybody. So I feel like Andrade, especially if you want to obviously make him into a bigger star, which I can imagine that's what they would want to do, then you got to mix it in there with all of these other different types of competitors. So I mentioned Chad Gable. I love the one that you said about Gunther. Sami Zayn would be freaking cool too. And Drew McIntyre, that would be a fun program. I know right now they're maybe not right now, but at some point that would be pretty cool. Bronson Reed, that's another one that would be fun. There's a bunch of names.
Speaking of, KE775 says, super bum for Bronson Reed and Indy Hartwell. Any ladies you would like to see Indy face this weekend?
I think anybody would be
cool. How about laying these nuts on your forehead, Denise?
Why are we bringing this back? I started it. Why are you bringing it back like 2 years later?
You're never safe. You're never safe, Denise.
Why are you stealing my gimmick? I'm pissed now, Sean.
Vanessa says, was I the only one upset that Raquel won the last chance battle royal? Was rooting for Shayna. But should have hit Indy.
I'm done. I'm not even talking anymore. You know what, Sean? I'm done. You know what? I'm going to go back to my Roman Reigns schedule where I appear on this show once in a blue moon. I'm not speaking anymore. All right. But anyways, back to I'll talk about it once you
bring. Does my voice have an echo now?
No, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I know what you're going to do. I know you, Sean, because you can't just end a joke when it ends. You're going to keep this going. You're going to try to get me again. You know what you're going to do? You're going to call me like you did last time. Talk to me about something very serious. You're going to legitimately have a serious conversation with me while I'm out there freaking scrubbing my stove. And then you're going to get me with a D's Nuts joke. And the whole time you're going to be filming it and then post it on social media. And yes, this is a true story because you did this to me last year.
I may or may not have called you and said something very serious and then said...
Yes, you literally had me in a totally different headspace. I wasn't thinking about these nuts jokes.
And I asked if you spoke to Landon and you said, who's Landon? And I said... I said, slip, fall, and land on these nuts.
You even remember the freaking joke? I don't even remember.
Of course I remember the joke.
God damn. Watch. Because you know I don't like to take things laying down. I'm going to get back to at you. Watch when you least expect it.
Raquel is back. She's been out of action for quite some time now. Vanessa says, was I the only one upset that Raquel won the Last Chance Battle Royal? Was rooting for Shayna, but could have been Indy from Australia and all. I feel like it should have been Indy, even though I'm glad Raquel is back, but Raquel is not going to win this match. So I would have liked for them to maybe bring Raquel back on some live events, get some stuff underneath her and all that stuff, like get some work underneath her right out of the gate. She is going to be immediately thrust overseas, Elimination Chamber match, which she can deliver in. But I just feel like having Indy there, and Indy could have pinned Tiffany Stratton, and that would have been fine. I feel
Wait,
like...
what?
Yeah.
You would have had Indy pin Tiffany Stratton in the Elimination Chamber?
With some smoke and mirrors, sure. Yeah, with like after a couple finishers or something like that. Yeah, I wouldn't have had an issue with that whatsoever.
I would have had an issue with that because Tiffany Stratton is like very special. I really like Tiffany's character, and like you got to protect her and build her up. And
you got to build her up if she misses a moonsault off the pod. Like if she misses a moonsault off the chamber or something, and then Indy pins her.
I get that this spot. At this point,
somebody's saying if Indy does that, it may ruin Tiffany's momentum. She's eating a pin this Saturday, guys.
Yeah, but she's here's the thing, though. If she eats a pin, she's going to eat a pin from someone like Becky Lynch. She's going to eat a pin from someone like Bianca Belair. Unfortunately, they haven't built up Indy Hartwell to that level.
That is true.
Pinning Tiffany Stratton. So me, I see Tiffany Stratton getting pinned by Indy as a step down. I'm sorry.
So hear me out. That's why I said after two or three finishers from other people, Naomi hits her, Becky hits her, Liv hits her, Indy ends up pinning her.
I would hate it. I just don't think they've done enough with her there.
What would it matter? Who cares?
Matters to me, man. I'm really excited about what they're doing with Tiffany Stratton.
Anyways, she's good.
She's not even in the Elimination Chamber, Indy Hartwell. But here's the thing, though. I did see a bunch of people saying that they didn't. Not a bunch of people. I'm exaggerating. I saw a couple people on Twitter that had said that they didn't want to see Raquel win. I thought it was a very clear cut. The second she came back, I think everybody knew at that point that she was going to win. And the reason why I'm happy that Raquel is in the Elimination Chamber is because what do we know of Raquel? We know that she's strong. We know that she's the powerhouse type of girl. So for that reason, I'm excited to see her in this matchup. In the Elimination Chamber, because you need a little bit of the girls that can go out there and do all of these fun spots, but you also need some girls like Raquel Rodriguez in there. So for me, I kind of saw the writing on the wall the second she came back, and I was actually very excited that she was going to be incorporated into this, because I think it also reminds people of where they left off with Raquel, which the last time that she was here, you know, they were starting to give her a little bit of a push, and she was, you know, baby steps getting there. And I feel like once they find the right persona for Raquel. I really do think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with, but at some point, the character still needs a little bit more of a development. I know everyone's always saying the same thing about Raquel, but she just comes down and she smiles and she shows her back. Okay, cool. I know we need a little bit more, and when we do get that little bit more, I do think she'll be something special on the show. I'm rooting for her, man. I'm excited for Raquel.
The Battle Royal was what it was. SAS says, what are your expectations post-Mania? We'll most likely have full-time world champions, and I can see WWE's popularity increasing due to that. I hope so. It is time to have full-time world champions because... Okay, Roman was full-time for quite a while. In fact, he was defending on SmackDown for quite a while. But, like, how many times have we had, like, the Brock shit and... We didn't need it. Like the last couple reigns of his, we didn't need it. Like I'm looking back at when they had part-time champions, and I apologize, I've got something in my eye. But okay, before Roman became part-time, Brock was champion. He was part-time. He won the title multiple times through there. Brock held the title for 5 or 6 months when the Fox thing started, part-time champion. He had the Universal title before that. They can't go more than like a year or two without having that happen. But yeah, that's what I'm expecting. And I think they will try. I hope what they do is they make more people on the mid-card and upper mid-card look like they can't afford to lose. That way you're 2 months into the Cody reign and you go, oh shit, are they about to have him lose this already? That's what I want. Ryan says, Sean, with it looking like Drew and Seth might re-sign with WDB, do you think Becky stays? What about Cody? I have not yet heard about the Cody thing. I was told basically the world would know whenever it is he's re-signed. But I expect Drew to stay. They want to get a deal done. Seth very clearly wants to be in WWE. And Becky, when I asked her at the event, check out our full interview, but she said, I'm going to do what's right for me. I'm going to look at, you know, what's best for my family and for my time as well. I respect that. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I know Jacob Fatu was passed over by WWE before, but this is a new regime. Do you think Booker T will succeed in getting Fatu signed by WWE? I don't think it will necessarily have anything to do with him. Jacob Fatu doesn't need anybody's help. His resume in the ring speaks for itself. He's out there having 45-minute title matches in MLW. Like it isn't going to take anybody vouching for him. It'll be whether or not they want him. I think they should give him a shot. But, you know, I think that he's worth them at least examining.
I would hope so. I really, really hope so. I want to see Jacob Fatu in WWE so bad. He's legitimately one of my favorites, man. Like,
yeah.
He's a freaking gem. And like, if he does get hired from WWE, that's going to be like a huge a person taken off of like the independent scene. But damn, it would be obviously worth it for sure for him.
Joey Abbs says Cody brought out Punk after Mania went off the air. He came to the ring with Jay and Cody. Do you think he'll have a non-physical part at Mania? He will have something at Mania. Like, he'll do something. Have him host it. Have him do something like that. But how are you going to have him do
ice cream for everybody?
It'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, why not?
K775 says, since they can't fit everyone on the card, do you think they will have the SmackDown and Raw before and after Mania be more important? They've tried that with the SmackDown before Mania, like with the Andre. I just think they should do the Andres on night one and two. Like, do a men's and a women's before. Like, why the hell not? What does it hurt? Do it on your pre-show. Nobody would mind that.
I feel like the Friday before WrestleMania, I feel like a lot of the attention is more so on the Hall of Fame because they've been doing it right after SmackDown. So I feel like all the attention kind of goes towards that end of things.
Michael Chandler was there. A lot of you are going, who in the hell is Michael Chandler? Well, for those of you that followed the Fightful MMA end of things, you're very familiar with Michael Chandler. Now, he has lost 3 of his last 4 fights, but he's been trying to call out Conor McGregor. They did the Ultimate Fighter together. He has been a perennial title contender. He's a former Bellator world champion. He was one of the best fighters in Bellator history. Always puts on banger fights. They've been trying to nail this fight down with Conor McGregor, and he challenged Conor McGregor there. Now, this is obviously WME Endeavor UFC integration. It's also integration because of where they are geographically, Anaheim. How far are you from there, Denise?
From Anaheim, with traffic, I would say 45 minutes. Without traffic, I could probably get there in 30.
Any consideration to going tonight?
I decided not to go because it's raining. And also, okay. I was too lazy. And then I was like, Sean's going to have to wait to do the show. And I already missed last week, so I'm not going to miss this week. So, yeah.
I started late last week because I got back from the show last week. But, yeah, that seems to happen a lot, honestly, where there's events 1 week here and then 1 week where you are. It happens a lot.
I'm telling you, it's the Fightful World Tour.
It is.
Even though it's not even the world, but whatever, yeah. The Fightful US Tour.
Which now we have people all over the place now, which is nice, but still. Michael Chandler, the prophecy says, with the way that the camera shot Michael Chandler with the Mania logo in the background, do you think they will do it at Mania? I find it very hard to believe that the UFC would give up that fight. They have been trying to make that fight for ages.
No, I can't see that happening at WrestleMania 40, but that was a good way for them because they knew that that was going to get picked up from, you know, different places. And so having the WrestleMania logo and the picture that most likely everyone's going to use for that, for that article, that picture is going to be pretty much everywhere. And what are you doing? You're promoting WrestleMania 40. So this is going to be interesting to see how this all works out because, we're talking about the synergy between WWE and the UFC, and we already knew this was going to happen the second the partnership was announced, but sure. Point blank, there is that crossover. Obviously, there are fans that watch both sports, but there are a huge amount of people that don't fight from MMA to wrestling or wrestling to MMA. So it is going to be it's going to be interesting to see. Do you think, I'm just going to say it flat out, do you think at some point the wrestling fans, and I'm just speaking right now for the wrestling fans, do you think they're going to kind of get a little bit tired of it if they're not MMA fans? Because
I think based on what we saw tonight between the Michael Chandler, the bull riding, and the boxer integration, I already saw people going like, ugh. And I mean, listen, I know you saw it as a Taylor Swift fan when she was shown like less than 50 seconds per game. You had all kinds of
talk shit, the Brads and Chads and Dads.
You had people be like, why are they showing this very famous person for less than 1 minute? You're already seeing that with wrestling
fans. And here's the difference. Taylor Swift drove a bunch of people to go watch the NFL because, like, let's be real, a bunch of Swifties that didn't watch tuned in. I don't think the Bull Rider is going to be bringing in a bunch of people to watch Raw.
It's reverse engineering it. They want to develop a familiarity with Pro Bowl riders, boxers, and MMA fighters with this wrestling audience and hoping that some of them will stick. Now, I can tell you, for some people, it will work. I was one of those people. I was a pro wrestling fan. I saw Quentin Rampage Jackson powerbombing people and body slamming people, and I go, what the hell is that? How is he doing these pro wrestling moves in real fights? I saw Mirko Krokop, and I saw him head kicking people, and I was like, wait. You can have a finishing move that works. You just do it all the time in MMA. So it will work for some people, but we'll see the vast majority. But I mean, to me, right. I think the positives outweigh any possible negatives of showing these people on screen for like 10 seconds or whatever it may be.
Right.
I know there were some people kind of butthurt over Gunther's entrance, like they haven't seen it 400,000 times being interrupted by it, but...
And, like, here's the thing, like, also on the MMA side of things, you know, there's going to be fans that are going to look at this and they're going to be like, holy shit, like, that's super gimmicky, the way that they're promoting, you know, these fights. You're going to get those kinds of criticism. So it's going to be, finding a balance that works for both, where you're going out there and you're promoting the shows, but you're not overdoing it to the point where the fans are like, we're not going to tune in. It's like, what's like when you're watching your favorite TV show and a commercial comes on. So instead of buying the product, you decide you hate the product for interrupting your favorite TV show, that type of scenario. But who knows? I'm excited to see what they're going to cook up.
Call me, says, not a UFC guy, as I don't want to pay for pay-per-views, but man, the Michael promo was hype, not going to lie, made me want to watch. I'd be down if they did an official UFC Octagon sanctioned match at Mania 40 between Conor and Michael. Doubt I'm the only one. I mean, the audience would maybe care about Conor, but I don't think there is that familiarity with Michael Chandler from the wrestling end of things.
So here's the thing. For example, like today, this was, you know, obviously him calling out Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is somebody that a lot of people know. Even if you're not an MMA fan, chances are you know who Conor McGregor is. Now, what's going to happen when it's someone that like is not that that's not like as famous as Conor or as known as Conor McGregor, you know? So like with this particular situation, it worked out because people know who he is.
Tom Townsend says, Sean, since Punk was penciled in at winning Elimination Chamber, was he also set to beat Seth at Mania? That I don't know, but he was going to win the Elimination Chamber. Tamel says, how long do you think Cody will hold the title since his story is complete once he wins the title from Roman? I think SummerSlam Survivor Series, honestly. I don't think you'll have like a big year-long reign. I think a lot of it is in the chase, and I think a 3-year or a really it's a 2-year long story of Cody Rhodes as a babyface going to like a 3-year run is pretty good. We got Ryan saying, Sean, what's with the hourglass symbol that TNA are tweeting out? I do not have the answer to that yet. I am looking into it for sure. Sami Zayn is looking into how he can have a WrestleMania moment. He's got these very downtrodden, sad interviews backstage. He says that he's got to put a pause on the Drew thing because he'll get too fixated. But he knows there is going to be a path for him to become a champion or compete for a title at Mania. Do you think he's the new guy for Gunther?
Oh, I would be so happy if they did that. I think that, like, here's the thing. I feel like I'm speaking as a Gunther fan. I have been very, very, how do I say this? Like, bougie about his reign, where like I don't want just anybody to just end Gunther's Intercontinental Championship reign. If it were to be Sami Zayn, now granted, I would want him to get like way more wins and stuff heading into to WrestleMania. But because it's Sami Zayn, I feel like that's somebody where I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna freaking clap because I'm so freaking happy for Sami Zayn, because I still feel like he really did, like he got that big moment, right? Like his big reward at the end of the whole thing with him and Roman Reigns and the bloodline was that championship moment with him and Kevin Owens. It was a shared moment, but it was still a very, very huge moment. But I do think that there should also be some like, you know, rewards for Sami himself, like, as Intercontinental Champion, that would be very cool, especially given how much more meaning the belt has since Gunther's reign. I wouldn't hate it.
And they've got history together, even though they won't play off of it because Sammy was under the Generico mask. They faced each other 14 years ago. They faced each other across multiple continents over a decade ago as well. I would love to see that. We also saw Chad Gable defeating Ivar. They went at it. You knew what kind of match you were getting here with Chad Gable and Ivar. And there are a lot of people that think that Chad is possibly headed towards an Intercontinental title rematch. I haven't necessarily seen that trajectory yet, but they definitely do have him positioned in a much stronger singles role here, Denise.
But yeah, like I said, they could use him to like, for example, I just said it like earlier, him and Andrade, I think that would be kind of freaking great because you can count on Chad Gable to go out there and deliver these highly entertaining matches. And so for that reason, like, I don't know that I see Chad Gable being the one to take the title off of Gunther. If he did, I wouldn't hate it, only just because I really respect the work that Chad Gable has done. And I think a lot of the fans really respect his work too. And that goes a long way. But I just don't see it either like happening. But who knows, man? I could be completely off, especially now that they've clearly had to change some plans, given that we're not going to be seeing that Brock Gunther match.
Gable says, call me crazy, says Gable winning the IC at Mania or possibly Andrade. I don't think that Andrade's going to win that IC title.
Down the line, perhaps, but maybe not the one to dethrone Gunther. I think he would have to go on a run of a lifetime in the next couple of weeks to really be like all of a sudden a front runner. Because you got to remind people. Who and what Andrade is all about.
Rhea and Nia interview. I mean, this was positioned to make her the babyface, which she is. KE775 says, what do you think they will do with Nia after the Elimination Chamber? A new program, wrap up things with Becky. Triple H seems very invested in her. Well, first off, she's doing the best work she's ever done right now. I think she will lose to Becky Lynch between Elimination Chamber and Mania as a way for Becky to get that win back. I think she'll lose there. I don't necessarily think there are grandiose Mania plans. I could see her winning the Andre if they do the Andre there. I think that could actually be kind of good for her. But I don't know. I think that right now her role was to have a TV program with Becky, put over Rhea, probably going to be putting over Becky in the meantime. And that's probably about it.
That's the way I see it too, where like they needed someone that was a big deal, a big opponent for Rhea, yeah. But that wasn't Becky because clearly they're most likely doing that at WrestleMania 40. So they had to build up Nia Jax. And how do you build up Nia Jax? Well, like what they've been doing the last couple of months.
We had the interrupting promo with all the chamber participants. Will says, is it me or does it feel like WWE is going to have Tiffany versus Bianca at Mania if she keeps taking shots at Bianca? That could happen. That could definitely happen. And if that is the path, then Denise, I would agree with you on the it definitely matters who pins Tiffany type of thing. And if you're facing Bianca Belair at Mania, you've got to bring every single thing you've got because she is Mrs. WrestleMania.
Well, let's not forget that big Royal Rumble spot that they had where she was like yanking on her hair. That was kind of sick. But yeah, if they keep going about it this way, I think at some point there's got to be something or it could just probably lead to like a big spot at the Elimination Chamber. That's probably what I'm expecting. I don't know if I'm expecting a WrestleMania match, but I'm definitely expecting probably most likely for Bianca to be the one to eliminate Tiffany Stratton in the Elimination Chamber.
Ryan, I do not know why they changed Tiffany's NXT theme. Wish I knew, but I will never really be a fan of the interrupting promo. It is just, and this one like went six deep, man. Six deep. I'm just like, oh, here we go again.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with six deep. Sean, your face. I'm sorry. You left it there. I had to take it. I don't know when to shut up.
Sounds like you're taking it all right. Anyway.
It's okay when I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. Hold on. Wait.
It's your fault. What's that?
There we go. Anyway, we have some betting odds from betonline.ag, our wonderful partner. All of our odds come from betonline.ag. Right now, Drew McIntyre is favored to win the Elimination Chamber at minus 500. Randy Orton is second at plus 400. LA Knight is third. Then you got Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley in that order. Bobby Lashley, quite frankly, a really, really big underdog there. You have the tag team match. You've got Judgment Day, massive favorites over Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. But the biggest favorite on the show, Rhea Ripley, minus 5,000 over Nia Jax. A reminder, guys, you can go to betonline.ag. Over 25 years, they've been doing it. You can bet big with the highest limits and rebet functionality. You get the fastest payouts with the winnings paid in minutes. You got the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit and the earliest lines that open up before the competition. All of our odds that we've ever run here on Fightful came from BetOnline, so we're so happy to be doing business with them. Not only that, you can play casino, blackjack, craps, roulette, keno, really anything there. They've got race books, poker, all the sports that you want, betonline.ag. Check them out. Great friends over there.
Bull riding?
You know what? I bet they do.
I'm pretty sure they do, right?
I think they probably do, knowing BetOnline. KW says,
I'm the biggest bull riding fan after this, man. This whole partnership, I'm gonna travel to Kentucky for the shows.
Oh boy. KW says, well, at least it wasn't during an ad read this time. Hashtag six deep. Tom says, has Mania worked out better in terms of interest and anticipation due to Rock, Cody, Roman changes, Punk injury, kind of a happy accident? The Rock stuff definitely magnified WrestleMania, 100%. Punk being hurt, that sucks. That doesn't help. But the Rock's involvement, 100%, as long as they get to where the fans want them to be, I think that ends up being good for WWE, because you cannot buy the type of publicity that they got at the time when they needed literally any publicity besides the Vince and Johnny Ace stuff. That's what they really needed. So, yeah. Will says, it's crazy how Cody and R-Truth had the biggest pop of the night. How loud will that Mania crowd be when Truth wins the title with the AA? Let's talk about it. Will says, I never thought Genuine's pony would be name dropped on TV. Thank you, R-Truth. We have R-Truth walking around Anaheim in his poncho. And he talks about how Triple H and Shawn Michaels saved him. Well, that was Ciampa and Gargano. We get the match, and it's Judgment Day defeating D-I-X. Dix, which is Ciampa, Gargano, R-Truth, and Miz. They even do the suck it. The crowd was insanely hot for this. They keep putting heat on Judgment Day at the expense of R-Truth. It is building up to that moment. This match killed it. The crowd was there for it. It makes you want to see R-Truth give them what they deserve even more. I thought this accomplished exactly what it needed to. And I keep saying, get over Johnny and Ciampa in the ring, then slowly integrate the character stuff. And I'm so happy that's what they're doing, because it's working.
So on top of what you all said right now, copy and paste your thoughts on that. But I want to go back to the earlier stuff that he was doing with Jackie outside. Mm-hmm. We need to get more of that type of stuff, man. Because earlier at the top of this, I had mentioned that they are doing new things that are just flowing very nicely. Like they had done so they did this outdoor walking interview. They did the split screen interview. And then they also did something that was a little bit different, that was more like a package where they had Jackie kind of introduce it almost like she was on Entertainment Tonight. And then they tossed to the video package of the Judgment Day, and then getting into the actual interview, like all of that, how they produced that entire thing just made it so much better than, hey guys, I'm Jackie Redmond standing here with, because that's what we're so used to seeing for every interview that they've done for like the longest time, right? So the fact that they did it this way was so much more interesting. I think they should keep doing this stuff, man, because it's making the show just feel a little bit more seamless.
Yeah, I think so as well. I was just a big fan of this, and it is one of those things that they've done. Include, oh my God, that beautiful shot they did from like the concourse.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
All the way up to, yeah, I forgot to mention that,
yeah.
And the whole crowd's like turning around and waving. Like, these productions, what we have seen in 2022, Vince got smoothed the hell out of there. Creative got better. More people showed up. Things got better. Kevin Dunn gets the hell out of there. And what do we see? The show's production with a marked improvement. No, none of the nauseating cuts, shakes, zooms.
They broke the rut. They were in a rut with the format of the show, and they broke it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm sure that Dunn and Vince contributed a lot of great ideas over years and blah, 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 and all that bullshit you got to say. They were well past their expiration date as far as use goes within WWE, because there has not been anything that I have seen that makes me go, you know what, if they had Kevin Dunn, that would have been better. But I can tell you, there are numerous times over the last 10 years that I have seen stuff and said, well, if Kevin Dunn was gone, that would be a lot better. AJ Styles' debut, Edge's return, just for a couple of them, a million zooms, cuts, shakes, all that stuff. Jey Uso promo, and then we get him against Gunther and Jey Uso is so close. Now, I just want to say this. Another thing I've loved about the last couple of years, Gunther, IC title matches, other title matches, headlining WWE Raw in big pay-per-view style matches. Because Gunther ain't going to Australia. Jey Uso is super over. Let him main event. Give him their 20. And that's what they did. They killed it. Talani says Bloodline brings in the storyline or brings in the eyeballs. And we got a lot of people asking about a tweet from WrestleVotes. Now, listen, I have not verified this as of yet. So I do not want to anybody saying Sean reported this. I've not heard a peep about it. But William Rabb says WrestleVotes posted Jey was supposed to win. Michael Keane says, wondering if you heard what WrestleVotes did, that on rundowns they had Jey winning the belt. And Joel Wood says, WrestleVotes says Jey was planning to win the title at 6 p.m. Have you heard this? I have not heard that. I will ask. I'll see what I can find. I actually didn't see the rundowns tonight. Now, that wasn't because of this. That was already just a thing. I let people know on Select this afternoon that it would, like, they'll be back this weekend. But I haven't heard that. I know Jimmy and Jey has been planned since the split for Mania. And I personally, at no point have I, as of yet, heard about the Intercontinental title being tied to that. Would you have been surprised by Jey winning here, Denise?
Yes, because I think we're all expecting to see Gunther make it to WrestleMania as champion. And it's one of those like things that I feel like we're waiting for, that when the moment does happen that Gunther gets defeated for the Intercontinental Championship, because he's got a streak of his own little historic making reign. And it's got to happen at WrestleMania if it's going to happen anywhere. And you don't want to disrespect that, I feel, by having it happen sooner on Raw. Now, I granted you want to have big moments on Raw too, but I just feel like, nah, like you can't rob Gunther of this WrestleMania 40 moment. So for me, like I went into this already kind of expecting the outcome that we got.
A great match. Jey is about to pin Gunther and Jimmy starts ringing the bell. And I like that they sort of took him out of your mind there by Adam Pearce earlier in the night going, don't worry, I got rid of them and they got a fine coming. That was
we
smart.
All knew that was BS. We all knew.
I thought so too, but I still had a little bit of hope because I have really liked Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis as competing authority figures as well, but also ones that understand the value of co-promoting. And now I want to see like what this does to Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis. Because Adam Pearce is not going to be happy about this at all. DNC says, Cody Drew was easily a main event, but I feel Jey Gunther is much more important to present in front of Netflix execs. Huge opportunity for both men. I think it's really smart when they sandwich a show. A couple weeks ago with Dynamite, you had Swerve and Hangman kick off. You had Sting winning the tag team title, close it. And then you have a bunch of stuff in the middle as well. If you open and end the show with some really cool stuff, the middle you can kind of work in there.
Hey, we forgot to mention that the Netflix execs also got a little shout out.
They did. Just random execs.
I like that they all coordinated and they all wore black outfits.
Yes. Dread King says that Drew and Cody package was money. More of this. If you want your package to be money, check out BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Nicholas says, prior to Scott's firing, was there any talk of WWE, NXT, and a TNA crossover? If so, do you think it's progressed? No, but I had heard a little bit about the TNA-WWE stuff, and we'll have more on that on Fightful Select. The timeline of events is as follows. As reported on FightfulSelect.com, please go subscribe. Early January, they had decided they were firing Scott D'Amore. He knew it and was working on a transition. WWE reached out to Scott D'Amore about Jordynne Grace. Let me make sure. They reached out to him about January 21st. January 25th, he was putting together an offer to buy TNA. January 27th, Jordynne Grace is in the WWE Royal Rumble. And following that, the world found out about the Scott D'Amore stuff. There's an awful lot to it. I'm trying to work through it. Guys, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Even if you don't want to plop down the $5, that's completely fine. But we do have Q&As over there. We've got the backstage report that I did today. We've got a ton of podcasts. We've even got some non-wrestling shows. If you want more of a Raw review, well, we got Kate and Alex over there. I think they're probably, yep, they're still on the air for Sour Graps right now, per usual. But that's not it. We've got a bunch of stuff on a free tier of FightfulSelect.com now. Usually when we're reporting about like new injuries or something like that, or we're reporting on the Vince McMahon situation, we put that up on the free tier. Or things like the House of Glory match announcement between Penta and Santana that I broke last week that I know are going to be on social media immediately. We've got a bunch of things over there. So you can actually subscribe to Fightful Select and get a lot of free content over there. But Denise, tell them where they can find you.
Yo, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. That's the place to be. That's my baby. So head on over there, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. There's a bunch of stuff. I won't bore you with the details. There's a bunch.
Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.